Well, we continue on now. Friday the 13th, you feeling lucky? Because I am. I'm feeling lucky and hopeful and upbeat and excited. Now that happens when I see liberals get shellacked the way they got slapped around in the UK yesterday. Landslide victory for Boris Johnson makes me giddy. All right? You good? I'm giddy. You good with that? Steve Doolin here. Look, it's Doolin, everybody. Attorney, real estate broker, all-around good guy, gun owner, and a professor, too, to boot. Not to mention, he's a dad of a young child. Keeps him awake at night. Doolin, how are you?
Not bad. Gruber, how are you?
I'm giddy. I'm giddy. When I see Boris Johnson and the conservatives hand the worst loss to the liberals since 1935, this pleases me greatly.
As it should, all people of goodwill.
Exactly. So here it is. The Brexit came before the rise of Trump, if you will, in the polls and in his time to become president. And now you see all of these socialist policies, all of these globalist policies, all of these EU, you know, open borders, high tax, regulation, government control of everything is rejected in a way that has never happened in England, in Wales, in Scotland. It's a beautiful thing. And I think it portends what's coming here November 2020. I think that America is also so sick of this nonsense. Looking at this impeachment circus. Good Lord, Doolin, you're a professor. You're an attorney. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, it is. These people are at war with not only common sense, but human nature and reality itself.
Exactly. And so when you look at universal income, reparations, government-run health care, gun bans, gun control, abortion on demand, illegal aliens voting, the Green New Deal, wealth tax, health tax, all of this stuff being pushed by the far left, and I think I was just spent time in Iowa. I spent time in other parts of the country. I think you're going to see a repudiation of all those policies come next year. I think you hear it even at the academic level from time to time.
Yeah, well, that's true. At some point, truth has to shine through. And what's been going on for a long time, most of the post-war era, has been this creep toward delusion, the seeking out of bubbles of non-reality, the warm, comfy, cozy lies of socialism. And at some point, reality really does slap you in the face.
Yeah, I think you call it the post-war creep. I met him once. No, the post-war creep. But in recent years, in the last 3 years, the British voted on Brexit. And then those that didn't like the outcome have been fiddling with it for 3 years. Well, we need a new referendum. We need this. They've been blocking. They've been stopping. So what's happening now? Brexit is done deal. The same thing has been happening to Donald Trump, trying to block him, stop him, impeach him, anything he can. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to steamroll through because he, too, has accomplished too many things to ignore. Don't have to like him. You don't have to like Boris Johnson. But you do have to respect what they've gotten done. Yes or no?
Absolutely agreed. It's a matter of substance over style. The numbers don't lie. The facts don't lie. The lies are easy to spot, and I think most of the electorate would prefer sort of what's the best word for it? Forceful, tactless facts versus comforting lies.
The cold, hard facts versus the warmth and cuddliness of delusion. And speaking of that, in Virginia, where they have a dozen bills put together and ready to go, for gun control, all of a sudden, rumblings out of Virginia. Maybe we're not going to do that. Maybe we're going to back off. Now, why is that, do you think? You're a gun expert. You teach gun law. But all of a sudden in Virginia, they're getting cold feet. And that disappoints me in a way, because I would like to see Virginia enact all these really overreaching gun control laws so we could say to the rest of the world, see what we've been telling you the whole time. Here's a case in point. But they're getting frightened.
I'm not as eager as it sounds you might be, because I think that the temperature in a lot of those counties who are declaring themselves to be sanctuary counties and the temperature on the other side about talking about activating the National Guard to enact gun control, It's pretty close to flashpoint,
yep.
At least temperature-wise, and there could be some live rounds exchanged, and there could be the loyalty of some soldiers, National Guard soldiers, and police officers tested in terms of satisfying their oaths to the Constitution of Virginia
second.
And the United States. I'm glad that the crazies are backing down from their crazy gun control agenda, at least slightly. Maybe it's enough to prevent an actual shooting war.
Yeah, let me get this straight. If there's a sanctuary area for not deporting people, the National Guard doesn't get sent in for that. But if there's sanctuary places pushing back against gun laws, we send in the National Guard. Do you see a double standard here by chance?
Scratch a Democrat, you find a socialist. Scratch a socialist, you find a totalitarian.
Yeah, there you go. But I am glad to see they're backing off in Virginia, except for the fact that I would like to see some of those laws pushed forth because they can be repealed later. But to demonstrate to the rest of the world that the Democrats do want your guns, all of them, not your assault weapon, not your summit, all of them, they don't think you should have. And then they'll go to the knives because that's what they're doing in London. At least they were. Doolin, we'll get to this again next week, but Merry Christmas. I'm in the spirit.
Merry Christmas to you. Glad to hear you're ebullient.
Yeah, there you go. Good word. That's 25 cents on the check. Greatly appreciate. Doolin, have a great weekend.
You too, Grover. Thanks.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. A lot going on. Hey, by the way, if you want to lose weight and you want to think about maybe put it on the calendar for right after Christmas. If you want to do it right after Christmas, I'm fine with that. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. If you're ready to do it, and you're ready to gear up emotionally, well, then fine. Gear up emotionally. Get yourself. Pick a date. January 6th is a Monday. Maybe that's where you want to start. And go to GruberHealth.com. You need some motivation, go to GruberHealth.com. That'll be the place where you can find the motivation you need to lose the weight. I did it. I'm thinking about doing it again and going down lower. Think I should? If I did it, would you join me? GruberHealth.com. Check it out. We'll continue to talk about it.